At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We back. Episode 8. You already know that you heard me cuz pod, man. I'm your host, Juwan, a.k.a. Pun, a.k.a. El Juanito, which I call myself because, you know, nobody really does call me that.
El Burrito.
Just call me El Burrito.
El Burrito.
Fuck you, niggas, man. I can't have shit no more, man.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, we got a different order up. Of seats. To the left of me, I got the one and only Jay, a.k.a. Jay Love, a.k.a. Big Papa, a.k.a. Smokey the Bear, which nobody calls that nigga that either.
A.k.a. the Big Contradiction.
Big Cap. That nigga Big Cap. Big Cap a lot. Anyways,
you got the shirt called Watch the Capitals.
Yeah, you got the Capitals. He do got the Capitol shirt, capping ass motherfucker. Anyways, the man of a thousand talents himself, and if he can't do it, he'll find somebody else to do it. The one and only, my bro, big bro, J Love, man. And then to the right of me, I got this
man. Caesar.
Cobra. got my cuz, man, E-Dub, a.k.a. Munchkin, a.k.a. the Tonto Tickler.
Oh, shit.
That is one of the most creative nicknames ever, man.
A.k.a. Lost the
Fab. Lost the Fab.
Yeah, I think he was really calling me Lost the Fab for a minute, yo.
Nah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It was bad. It's where Grandpa sat me down and was like, all right, son, you got to get together. get too old for this. I was like, all right.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, what y'all want to start off with today? I know your boy got out. Start off with that. Well, he about to get out.
What boy?
Now they denied his bail.
Oh, they did?
They denied his bail.
So the Diddler is not coming home?
That's not.
The Abercrombie and Fitch dudes made bail.
Damn.
What happened to Abercrombie Fitch, nigga?
The dude, they was the sex trafficking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, they got...
Abercrombie and Fitch?
Yeah, they...
Damn.
So all them boys modeling in them jeans. Getting it in their spleen.
Wow. All right. That's crazy. Oh, shit. All right, well, I guess he's not getting out. Keep his ass. I don't even care, man. Leave him in there. But now, NBA, we can run through a little quick NBA shit. Trey's been crazy.
Yeah, what the Lakers do to the
why we talking about it? Why we got stuff? They ain't do nothing.
They got Aiden.
Huh?
Y'all got Aiden, right?
That's a good pickup.
Y'all know what's fucked up. This man right here, right? So you know I'll be talking trash about the Sixers. This man right here, he called me on the phone one day. And I'm like, yeah, man, all we need is a big this and that. He said, man, y'all get Aiden. I said, get the fuck. These ain't getting Aiden. Next thing you know, soon as free agency hit, Lakers eyeing DeAndre Aiden. I said, oh my God. Bro, I was so hurt, bro, when I saw that. And then they signed some boy from Sacramento, some white boy named LaRivia. I don't know nothing about him. Niggas were saying, you know, people on Twitter was like, it's another player that don't play defense. So don't know. Then Bron talking about he don't even want to be here, but then opting in for the 53 mil. Like, yeah. Yo, we're getting fucked up right now.
Yeah, he's terrible. Yeah,
yo, we're getting fucked up. So I don't know, man. We got Luka, man. That's all I know. Like, that's all I'm happy about. We got Luka. So, KD got traded to the Houston. That's a nice little. I mean, they got a nice little young team. Yesterday was a crazy trade too. Norman Powell.
Yeah, who did you get traded for?
He went to He went to it wasn't the Suns. Damn. He went somewhere. I can't even remember. Look that shit up real fast when you get a chance. Norman Powell got traded and Michael Porter, he went to the Nets. There's been a lot of stuff going on, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. Lakers ain't doing a damn thing, so it is what it is. But
the Heat get mine. They got Norman Powell.
Yeah, that's tough. Norman Powell. So you got him. I mean,
the Clippers, they got John Collins.
Yeah.
The Jazz, they get Kyle Anderson, Kevin Love, and a 2027 second round pick.
Yeah. Damn, K Love, man. Bring him to the Lakers at this point, man. I don't care. I'll take K Love, bro.
K Love going to Utah. That's crazy. That's going to be my retirement home. Utah.
I mean, it fitting, though. Great. Well, he was once the great
white
LA.
Hope. It's an LA dude.
Yeah, but he was the great white hope, Utah. Though. He was in Minnesota.
You love.
Yeah, that's true.
Nigga love.
We got mad love there, though.
Hey, we can't come back.
Oh, shit. All right, well, my topic I want to start off the day, man. We was already freestyle a little bit. So I was seeing something where it was a whole trend. I was seeing people like do on Twitter made a comment. This drone was in the car. It was a little video or whatever where she was taking a video of herself, which we all seen every day on female stories, where they taking a video of themselves, but they trying to block out. We know you're in the passenger seat, but you're trying to block out the driver's seat to pretty much make it. And ooh, that's your man. You don't want him on there. But then, like, they were saying, like, you do that, but then be on social media acting like you're single and all that. And, you know, in that situation, like, where they act like they single. But obviously, you're in a relationship, but on social media, you appeal to the single life and all that. What y'all think about that?
He's a lucky man.
What you mean, a lucky man?
Because if she acting like that, he don't want to be on no social media with her.
But it's the thing. Some do, though.
He's a fool.
That's true.
If she acting like that and moving like that, you don't want to be the one that's
you don't
want to
be the
page.
One that's seen with her. But I feel like at the same time, it also be...
It's just like standard practice now, bro.
Yeah, and I feel like it also be like you're trying to keep that attention you get.
Yeah, of course.
It's an ego inflator for that.
Yeah. These businesses to make sure the emblems, like the logos of the seat, the car, you know, they'll make sure
they'll make
you
see
the
SRT.
You see the nigga.
Yeah, you'll see the SRT.
You don't see this nigga's shoulder, nothing. You'll see this shit, yo.
Car driving itself.
Yeah.
You'll see the SRT sign. But I see that. Then when I was going on there, people on Twitter was like, "Yo, they were saying that's the signature move." Like, a lot of females they do that, and I'm like, "Damn, that's crazy." Because I go on stories, I look at a girl's story, I be like, "Damn, she in the car? All right, she vibing." Then I'm like, "Hold on, you in the passenger seat? Who in the driver's seat?"
It's funny the girls would do that. We get mad any slight post, any post that you got on your story. That thinks that they think is targeted towards them, they feel the type of way about.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. Nice. It's like, I don't know.
Shit is.
All I can say is, don't let her post you until you know.
Yeah, until
you
know.
You ain't never really gonna ever really know, but until you really get in your gut and say, man, I don't know how niggas mustered up to do it, but until you really feel like you the only one, bro, be happy she doing that. Especially if she moving like that. To be honest, it ain't gonna be too many times we going out with you doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I go out with you, whatever the case may be, and I go home later and I start clicking through stories and I see, you know what I mean? You posted the whole dinner and all that, which is cool if we just started dealing. But if we've been dealing for X amount of time and you do something like that, nah, we got a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like you use me at that point.
Nah, that's basically.
And you know, that's also the thing where a lot of these, and it'd be local females, that's what we get me, where they want that fandom. Like they feel like they got fans, you know, they want that local fandom shit.
Man, you could pay for a blue check these days.
Yep.
You could boost your picture to get mad people to look at it and like it. Like, man, it's all facade.
It's all facade. I'd just be sitting there. I'd be like, oh, there's so many females I'd have known, talked to, whatever, where, like, I'd be like, damn, like, you go on your story and you want on your story, even people, even ones that I was just friends with, where you go on a story and you post all this, like, you single and stuff, but then you really in a relationship, but you want that attention. You constantly want motherfuckers digging and feeding into your, you know, social media, pictures, DMing you, all of that. But I just feel like, damn, like, it goes to show, like, damn, where is the reality versus where is the, like, where's the line at? Because it's like, yo, where's the realism?
And I'm going to quote these people's favorite rapper, like you said. He said, damn, Playboy, where the fuck is the hum at? Where are all the platinum mice that was under that? Those ain't Rolex
diamonds. What the fuck you done to that?
What the fuck you did to that?
Word up.
It's all a facade, man.
It really is.
It's all for a look and an image. But my thing is, people see you in an everyday life state. So it's like me, like, you see what I do, you can Google what I do and see what I make.
Yeah.
So why would I act like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
And you see, you know my life, you know I'm a working 9-to-5 person. I'm not trying to look like I'm anything out of that. Right? At the time being, that's what I am.
I mean, now, if you could be into other shit, like, yeah, you could have money coming from side hustles and all that type of stuff. Yeah. But for the main part, bro, we not. None of us celebrities.
Yeah, we not. We don't got no crazy. We don't got fan. And it's just, I don't know. Like I said, it's just, I feel like it's the attention. You know, and I feel like, you know, listen, nothing wrong with wanting. I always say this. Nothing wrong with wanting attention from your partner. It's nothing wrong with that. But if you just on social media and you just want attention from there, you want people to gas you up and all that, that's when I know your ego and your self-esteem is not like, it's not really there, because it's like, you shouldn't need no clarification from anybody on social media. Like, if you beautiful, you look good, you know you look good. If you walk around, motherfuckers is in your mitt, then you know you look good, because motherfuckers is in your mitt. You don't gotta go on social.
I don't know, these niggas, I mean, these guys, they'll fuck a donkey these days, right?
Yeah, that's true. And on top of that, This is coming at us, brothers. It's coming at the brothers, man. A lot of motherfuckers don't know how to talk in person. Like, where all they, a lot of people know that how to hit somebody up on this and that, but don't know how to hold a conversation. Like, a female told me straight, she like, you know, I never talked to a dude in person and they was able to actually hold a conversation or flirt with me in person. Like, straight up, she like, every dude that flirted with me or I talked to knows how to do it on the phone, then in person. It's like they just trying to get to it, which, I mean, bro, I ain't mad at you, do you? But it's like, I think about that, like, damn, motherfuckers really don't have
Google spell check.
That's too. But they don't know how to
speak. ChatGPT.
I ain't gonna lie, ChatGPT, shout out to that shit, be saving me. But anyways, like, nah, for real, like, people don't be having no type of speaking, like, they're not able to approach somebody or speak to them in person. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I just feel like,
And I'm the opposite.
Yeah, I'm better in person than I am on the phone. I hate the phone shit. I hate it because then I said something, I gotta wait for you. Do the playing games where they wait a little bit a while to respond. Like, this E is good for that.
I got a question.
E is good.
I got a question. Yeah,
he be like, I'll text that bitch back like 4 hours.
I'm
like,
I got a question.
Three
business days.
Are you wrong? Or is it sassy for you, like, if you said something and she's seen it, and you know she's seen it, but then she take long to respond and hit you up out of nowhere to, like, unsend your message and just unfollow her?
Whoa, where that bitch getting?
You've been talking to a shorty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she basically talks to you when she feel like she wants. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, nah, that's
but,
not
but when you do it, it's like, oh, it's a problem. You know where I'm getting at.
I know exactly where you're getting at.
So it's like, you don't respond. And it's like, oh, whatever with you. But when they do it, it's okay.
It's okay.
But then when you go ahead and unfollow them and do all that, you're considered sassy. Why? Nah, I feel like.
I won't say sassy. Petty, definitely.
Nah, but I feel like this, man.
Petty,
man. Like, you feel as though you're. you're more worthy than me. You're just as much of a human as I am.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, we get busy. All you gotta do is say I'm busy. But the majority of the time, people don't be busy all the time.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it real. People had these in their hands.
All day.
All
bro.
Day. Unless all you day. Do something where you have to physically pause. You have to physically use your hands. Other than that, you know, got your phone in your hand.
You better watch out.
So, I don't know, bro. I feel like that ain't sad. I feel like that should be perfectly fine. Like, nah, you view me less than you kind of, in my opinion.
No, it definitely is that.
Hey, now you gotta go.
See, that's the petty. That's the petty. I know what you're talking about, too.
I don't even want to see your shit.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Nah, I'm like that for everybody.
I ain't going to lie to you the same way, yo.
No, you just not.
All you got to do is like, yo, different. I was busy.
He's different. Because I'll be like, oh, he was good with you. I'm talking to this John. I'm sitting there, well, I go, you know, all right, I see you. He like, man, I ain't even smile back. I'm like, all right, nigga, why not? He like, I don't know. I'm like, nigga, what you mean? Like,
nah, you can feel the energy when it comes to you talking, you, conversation with
see,
you.
But this is the thing.
I'm not jumping through hoop, dude. I'm not doing all that, yo. Come on, yo, man.
I ain't in the tug of war, man.
Yeah, bro. Listen, man, you like me, I like you. What we doing? Like, we want to go out somewhere, we can do that. We can vibe out somewhere,
true.
Talk.
That's true.
Why am I sitting here trying to enter?
Because it's been moments.
You give
where
me some dry ass responses. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna really show my ass.
but I'm saying is because sometimes he be like, man, I forgot to respond to her. I'm like, damn, because he be like, man, I forgot. It's been like 3 days.
Like that though. It be like that, man. I feel like you ain't. Like I said, it's one thing to be busy. Something come up in people's life. I understand, but. You ain't about to. We talk a little bit. You respond however you respond. I respond, and hours go by, but then you live in your life.
Yeah.
Like, especially, I can see if you was busy, but then you go ahead and post you riding in the car, be like, oh, this bruh, is my favorite song.
Yeah, and you disrespectful. Yeah. And that is disrespectful because
if I do it, nah, I'm getting blocked.
Yeah, you do it. It's like, you playing games, this and that.
I got blocked every time I did that.
Wow. I didn't get blocked, but I got something.
I get called stuck up. You're a bougie dude. It's not. Nah, like, I'm returning the treatment. Like, you picking children. Right. You want
I tried that one time, and I agree with that because I did do that with a shorty I was talking to. She would post something, video, whatever, but then you ain't respond back.
Nah, bro, you get out of here.
So, hold on. So, all right. So, one time she texted me. It was about something she wanted to talk about. I ain't respond to it yet. I read it, didn't respond, but I posted a story. It wasn't even like I was recording anything. I just posted
and she
commented right on the story. It was like, I know you saw my text.
But this is my thing. The moment you unfollow them,
you get
and they sassy. And they notice. So it's like you're looking for it. Like, you're looking. You know what you do.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
You know, I don't even unfollow. I just mute you.
Bruh, yeah, that too. I do that too. I'll mute you. Because I don't do the unfollow or blocking. I'll just mute you. But
that's cool.
The blocking, if you getting crazy, then I got it.
On dead homies, you out of here.
BD.
I'm not playing. Like, yo. Like, because I don't act like that.
Yeah.
Like, and if I have a busy day, I'm like, yo, I apologize, whatever case may be. I always been like that. I've been like that all my life. Because I know how valuable my
they used to get crazy with you. I'm like, yo, they don't understand. This nigga cut grass, do fencing, concrete. I said, damn, this nigga supposed to stop, get off his scaffold and text me. Get off his lawnmower. I'm sorry.
Yeah, long day.
What did you eat today?
I just did a 4x4 brick. You know what's crazy is, speaking of that following thing, it's a female friend of mine. But she, I'm still cool with her. But she used to tell me, she like, yo, if I was beefing with her, she would literally wait until she saw a follower, like her follower count go down. I'm like, you what? She was like, if I seen I lost a follower, I already know it's him. Like,
yo, so you wait for that.
It's a psychological warfare. I'm like, bro, I told her. You know what's crazy? I told her, I said, what is that? What does that do? She like, nah, because I seen that, so now I ain't going to follow him. I'm blocking this and that.
See, the block is crazy to them because they got to go out their way.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say, I got mind control over Debo.
I got mind control.
Like, you got it.
When he leaves, I'll like, be talking again.
You block the Instagram. You block the phone number. You get a text. You get a green bubble on your phone.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen where you they hit me up for a friend through a friend. That's what you know. Oh, yeah.
I remember I had a girl, had a male cousin hit me up. What the fuck?
All right, that's, yo. Yeah, that's weird. First of all, the male cousin, what is up with you? Why are you?
This is back in the day. He didn't kick me. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
I was like,
my cousin, she want to fuck you. Like, yo, that's crazy as hell.
Why you gonna kill me with
you
that?
You will have sex with my cousin.
Nah. that'd be fucking me up too, because dudes would be on some protect and cherish they family member.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Nah.
But why wouldn't you on that type of time? She sucked another 20 dicks. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
But what it is, like, and this is a test for all of us. Like, when you meet somebody and they know you, oh, he a good dude, this and that. And they know they family member either. But if he like, nah, you know, y'all be great together. This and I'm like, yo, you know your peoples is not.
Yeah.
But because it's you,
yeah,
they expect you to be the utmost modest. And no.
Then they expect you to treat her how 20 other niggas did it.
Come on. Then you having a conversation with him. He be like, yeah, I can't talk to no Jonah. Got kids. She got three.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want me to do something you won't even do?
She got three by three different baby dads.
You want me to do some shit you won't even do? Make it make sense. She gonna call you crying in a couple months.
Man. My thing is, it's like, how can you be in the position for the man? You failed three times.
Yeah. You think about it, yeah.
I give one. All right. One kid is different because I'll be like, a lot of times you'll have a shorty that was really rocking with a dude, whether he was a good dude, bad dude, whatever case may be.
Yeah.
And they did their little bit with a dude and they have a kid bond.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that. Now, some people get married and they have one or two out of getting married.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you ain't been married, you ain't been engaged, you just out here living your life and you just say, I'm gonna go ahead and pop 3, 2, 3, 4 of them little mans out. I gotta look at you a little sideways.
Yeah.
You a scratch off.
Yo, that's crazy. And I'm gonna be honest, in my opinion, is to me when you have two kids, especially by two different fathers, If you keep having them, I always say it, and people tell me I'm effed up when I say it. You're doing it for the bread. I'm sorry, I say that because you're not doing it.
Sometimes dudes be broke.
Yeah, so you have another. So you'll find somebody that got a couple of dollars. You like, all right, I'm gonna get pregnant by this one, have a kid, and then now I'm gonna be a little bit better because now he gonna support.
See, that's the dude fault. I'm gonna keep it real. If you say it convincing enough that you gonna be a single parent, if you don't keep your word. They ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because no woman wanna work that hard.
Yeah, they don't.
Like, if a man's really telling you in your face, yo, you're gonna be a single parent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right, but if y'all go into a situation, y'all fucking, that's what y'all been doing, your whole situation. Y'all both agree y'all ain't want no kids. If it ever came up, forgive me, but y'all gonna go take care of it, right?
Yeah.
If y'all get to that point and that slip up do happen, because it's on both people. They try to say, oh, the man should have protected himself.
Yeah.
Or he should have strapped up. But she ain't, women don't take accountability. Like, you could be in there with a joint on and she pull it off.
Yeah, that's fact.
Like, it happens. Man. So, I feel like.
That noise is crazy, though. I ain't gonna lie.
So I'm saying, though, like,
go ahead.
We had that agreement, and I tell you to your face, like, oh, you wanna go through with that? You know what's here for. I feel like the woman gonna really believe you and keep a word.
Especially if you got a history of it, yeah.
Yeah, but now if you in there telling lies and believing them,
yeah,
talking about, baby, I love you and all that, because you really falling for her, then that's on you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a messy situation.
What can I say? When you start believing your own lies.
Once you start believing your own lies, that's when you fucking up.
We all been there. We all been there.
But I remember he come. Nah, I ain't gonna go there. Yeah, no.
Nope,
testing.
I want to get back to this conversation we were talking about earlier, though, before we like officially started with the you really what exes do you think you could be cool with, or we are you?
I mean, I'm cool with all of them. I ain't got no beef with none of them.
No. No, what?
I don't have no malice in my heart for nothing. Yeah.
This nigga gotta get naked. Yeah. Yo, but not, bro, come on. Be real.
Not one. I don't have, yo, I don't hate none of them.
No. That's not what we, the question. The question is,
he trying to be political.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he trying to be politically, like, no.
Politically correct.
Yeah, like, no, like,
how he said in life, we said, what the young brother say? I'm keeping it real.
What I'm saying is, bro, you think you could be friends with him and not have no type of sexual attachment, anything?
I can, yes. They can't.
But, okay, so you mean tell me. I'm not going to name.
I can be friends, yeah, bro.
I'm not going to name.
I can discipline myself. Well, I can discipline myself. This. You know what it is? Right. I know how to turn it off. You know why? I remember the thing that you did that made me not like you.
Not like you. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, in general, it don't really happen often.
What?
Like, no, on both ends.
If you single and you outside, you get put in them situations. Because it's like, what is she really hitting you up for?
Yeah.
But yeah. Now, when y'all had a certain amount of time in, and y'all like, it's levels to it. Yeah. So now, if y'all was just a year or two in, it's different.
Yeah.
But when you got 5-6 years in somebody, y'all live together and all that, things didn't work out, y'all just part ways, it's different.
Yeah.
But I believe I can, like I said, because I know me. Like, when I know how to make myself turn that off. Like, you know what I mean?
Turn the switch.
Because I that's one thing about me, like, well, that's about all of us. Like, when you, it ain't just about women, just people. Like, when you love somebody and
love for they bad. They bad, the good, the
yeah,
ugly,
but you
everything.
Can't, it's hard to forget that bad because it's like, you really love that person, but every time you like, damn, I love them, you know what I mean? Yeah. You try to forget it, you be like, nah, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you still bang with them, still your family, you love them, or still
but you remember,
whatever,
yeah, you remember
but
that. Yeah.
That ain't gonna leave your head. Yeah. I always remember that one thing a motherfucker did that made me, like, really not like
them. Yeah, that's true.
No, that's true.
I hold grudges. That's my downfall in life.
Hey, you a petty, you petty.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I can't. I forgive, but I don't forget, man. It's hard to forget certain situations. It's like, how? Why do you think that way? How could you move like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, but
that's what I'm saying. That's what turns it off for me because I was like, you did that to me. Like, you know I wouldn't do that to you. Uh-huh. So now I'm gonna keep that in my head. So now I got two ways. Now either I let you feel it by letting you hit me up, come around, and shooing you off because I get a personal gain out of that. I'm like, yeah, see, grass wasn't greener.
Mm-hmm.
Or then I just dog you out or crazy violate you.
Yep, be like this nigga.
Turn it to old boy.
For real.
Nah, like, I ain't gonna lie, man.
Not because you are. It's not always good to be number two because when you do the second one, they start liking you more because that's what they wanted you to be.
That's when
because
you're
of trauma. Man.
Yeah.
I had to learn
and
that.
That's another thing. That's another topic I want to talk about where people truly don't heal. Like from their past.
Some people dwell in chaos, bro.
In chaos, bro. Yeah. For real. Like they will know that you mess with somebody that has all the tendencies that your previous one have, and you still gonna go full head into it. You know what I'm saying? Like people don't really heal. They don't take. Then a lot of motherfuckers don't take time to heal. Like we got a cousin. I ain't gonna say her name, but we know where she always be like, I could never not date nobody or be alone for any time period. I'm like, like damn, you gotta always be with somebody. She like, I can never be. I'm like, damn, like, but this is what I'm saying. There's growth in you taking time to heal after, especially after the relationship. Like it's growth in it. You start finding shit about you. Like you really start thinking about it. Think about anything when you. All right, situation.
No, that's why relationships are scary because I'm actually healed. Like the first time, like I don't have that.
Come on, bro. Come on. Come on.
When Tony Murphy. Nah, I think he is in a lot of ways.
No, he is. I feel like every one of us, we improved in a lot of ways.
I don't have no animosity. I can see any girl I ever dated, and fuck with. But like, what up? Keep it moving.
Yeah.
I don't have that in my heart because I'm like, right, I'm in a good space.
Yeah.
But the moment I start getting in that space again, I start to remember that shit. I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to.
And this is my thing where, and I say, yo, that trauma really messed with you because people don't realize it. Where you talk to somebody, you talk to a female, whatever. And I was just talking to my mans about this. Where we was talking about, he said, one thing you're going to learn, because he, you know, shout out my boy Keith, he about to turn 39 tomorrow. I got to hit him up. But he was telling me, he like, yo, when you date somebody new, he like, they can say something or do something, and you automatically go back to the last, you know, whatever, you know, your predecessor, whoever you was dating last or dealing with last, and you automatically get back in that mode, like, oh, nah, like, I remember old girl said some shit like that and this and that. But it don't even be that, you know what I'm saying? So I be feeling like your trauma sometimes doesn't let you grow, especially with a new relationship or person. Like for
it
real,
shields you from
it
a lot
shields
of
you
shit.
From a lot of shit. So you automatically second game. We talk about this all the time, bro. Where I be like, we talking about a female, and I tell you, I be like, nah, bro, maybe it's not. You like, nah, I dealt with too many. But
it's that one thought that process to your head after you go through that pain is never again,
never again,
and never again.
And you,
but. I feel like that, but I'm not gonna lie. There's still some nice women
there's
in the world.
Yeah. It's fucked me up. From that thinking, that thought, from having that mental frame, it's fucked me up out of good relationships, having good relationships. I have met some good girls along the way, and I've fucked up situations like that.
No, for real. Because you keep using it, and it's the same thing as both sides, women and men, where you think I'm any old nigga, and then sometimes, oh, you just any old bitch. But we're not. Not every man is the same. Not every woman is the same. You know, we might have similar tendencies. We might have this. And I'm sorry, but I hate that fucking Zodiac shit. Because, nigga, it's motherfuckers that's Libras, and they put me in that boy every time. I be like, yo, my birthday is this. They be like, oh, so-and-so I used to know. And you know, cuz too, he a Libra. So I get put in that boat. They be like, oh, you. I'm like, hey, you know who I'm talking about, cuz. So I get put in your shit because we got our birthday. That's a day apart.
Shout out Bruce Wayne.
Shout out Bruce Wayne. Shout out Batman, man. Somebody put a bat symbol up somewhere. But nah, yo, this motherfucker, every time be like, yo. And they be like, oh, you a Libra like your cousin. Oh, I can't do that. I'm like, oh, my God. Why?
Man, you should say it's all right. I went on a date and they said, oh, what's your sign? I said, what does that matter? Because I don't know what it is about Geminis, but we get such a bad fucking rap.
And it's crazy because you the most self, like, you don't, he not a wild dude. So that's why I be like, when people find out he a Gemini, like, oh,
I'm
no.
Not a wild dude.
Yeah,
my PTSD.
CTE's thing. No, I mean, not because he can get wild, but nah, like
I'm wild if you're wild.
Only if y'all knew this man's thoughts.
Yo, boy, some of the shit this man. Yo, you know what irks me about this? Not trying to change subject. We'll go say, they're like, he's such a cool dude, nice guy.
I'm a cool dude. I'm a nice dude.
What's
that
look at?
Like,
you don't even fuck with you like that.
This motherfucker don't even want to speak to you. Like, straight up. Like, this motherfucker, they like, yo, he's so cool. I'm like, this nigga don't even like you. Now, like,
listen, I will
get
not
off this nigga's dick.
I won't treat you like shit. I will never make somebody feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, nah, if you really don't like him, because you don't speak to him.
Who?
Long time.
Nah, you don't do that.
Nah, I speak.
Nah, I say what's up.
I say what's up. You literally suck. Person came one time, no lie. As soon as he came in, and her name, not trying to change the subject, people, but he a wild dude. This nigga sucks his teeth and go, oh! Said, right in front of her. I said, yo, how you do that? Yo, I said, cuz, come on. He like, man, why she here? Like, so anyways, nah, but truthfully going back to it.
That's a situation, though.
Yeah, yeah. But truthfully going back to it.
Man got the heart of gold, but he also got the heart of Him and Kev.
I'll tell you, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if it's Kev or Grandpa, man.
Nah, it's Grandpa. He got Grandpa. Like, you were Grandpa like tick for tack off of like y'all mannerisms. Like Grandpa, him with some shit he ain't vibing with, Grandpa don't give a fuck. It could be one little thing. It could be something that's not even big. And that's why I pause. But false. But it'd be something that's not major or anything, and he don't fuck with it. Same as you. That's why I'd be like, yo, you just like our Grandpa. Cause it'd be one little thing. He'd be like, man, fuck that bitch. I'm like, why? Why? She ain't do nothing. Man, she told me go get her soda. Why?
What? I ain't gonna lie, one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know he might. You know a story.
Nah, that's a lot of stories. But it was one time. I mean, I don't guess the way she demanded it. I remember we was watching. There was a bug on the window, you know what I'm saying? And she like, one of the things where it's like, all right, you know, some people are uncomfortable around bugs. I mean, neither. You know, I done broke windows in this house. So I understand the feeling.
If there's a bug near, yo,
I understand the feeling,
take your
right?
shoe away.
I understand the feeling, but don't demand me to do, like I'm like, all right, I'll get it. It's like, nah, I'll do it now. Bitch, what? I don't like that shit. Don't tell me what to do. What to do with my fucking house? Right, you the guest.
No, he called me. He was like, man, cuz I don't know what's wrong with this bitch. I'm gonna leave her. Ass. I said, yo, come on. He's like, man, fuck her. I'm like, yo, he fed up. He fed up. But nah, man, seriously, like I said, yo, you got a heart. Cuz got a heart of gold. That's why I be like, yo,
with female, I'm saying, when I do it. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I can either be this way or that way. That's why I say the Gemini shit, because I got two faces.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to be this way or I'm going to be that way. But every time I'm the good guy, I don't know, man. She don't be in my favor, man. I do utmost. And then, see, it's like I can never find a medium when it comes to dealing with these broads. Maybe that's my problem right there.
Could be. Or maybe it's just you.
Maybe I'm not an asshole enough.
That too. You not. I always say, sometimes people look at us like corny because we not hood enough. We don't go out acting tough enough.
You know what it is? I can't even say that. But
say what you want.
Nah, it's called balance. You got to be just as much gentleman. Just as much as you're a gentleman, you got to be just as much of a dickhead. You got to be balanced. Like, you... I can't use that word either.
I think that's where I fuck up at, where I don't know when to stop being an asshole at times. So yeah. I'll be cool with a female. We talking with
you start roasting
him. You want to serve your girl the whole time you talk to her. He's just roasting his joint the whole day. Like, yo, all right, she get it.
Like sometimes they deserve it. Nah, stop. He deserve that. He ain't made me no food last night. Let me stop. You ain't cooking 2 weeks. What? No
play. Happy food relief.
Yeah. Damn right. It's only there to get me mad. But nah, getting back to it, nah.
I don't care if you texted about you. That food plate.
Nah, I ain't gonna go that far.
That plate gonna be hot.
I ain't gonna go that far.
He don't care. Most dudes be like, you saw that nigga? Then he like, did you cook for that nigga?
I don't care if you give it up your ass. You're not giving that plate.
That's my recipe.
You go do what you want, but you gave up that nigga. You gave up the macaroni mess. All
right, man.
You use the recipes. My grandma told you how to cook that.
You draw it. Keep talking. I got a story. You know what? You want to talk shit? Yo, I ain't tell you yet. I was waiting for your reaction on the pod. So he calls me the other day. You know, our little last clip, shout out to everybody, show love. Our clip did some views. So we got a couple people. We had a bull from, you know, a Philly podcast. Yes. Shut your ass up. So, yeah. So he called me.
I'll report the video.
So he called
me. I'll pay people to
report. He hung up. I'm going to tell you how mad I got him. So he calls me. He like, bro. He like, yo, bro, from that clip, yo, the Steelers player followed me. I said, word?
Oh, shit,
word. So I'm like, yeah. So so he like, bro, this dude liked all my pictures with, like, me flexing. I said, wait, what? He said, I don't know, bro. He's liking all my pictures with me with, like, flexing with tight shirts, all types of shit.
That's why I stopped posting myself. So, I ain't gonna lie, I stopped posting myself.
I was like,
he gassed it, though.
So, nigga, no, I'm not.
He gassed
it. No, I'm not. So I was like, damn, so you somebody type again.
Hey, you didn't say you was a bad bitch.
You mean like a bad bitch, right?
You nasty.
I told a shorty that, though. That was a girl.
Nah, it don't matter. You said it.
Nah, she needed to be humble.
Nah, treat you like a bad bitch.
Her ego is crazy.
He's trying to treat you like a bad bitch. Nah, see.
Correct. Like there, pa.
Yo. Yo, he got so mad. I'm talking still. I said, hello. Looking forward. So I called him. I said, damn, bro, what happened? I hung up on you.
I said, damn. Nah. I'll give y'all a real story, man. That's why I stopped posting myself, man. Because, I mean, it's cool. I don't mind niggas showing love, bro. Every time I post up, bro, I got like three gay niggas in my fucking liking my story. I said, yeah. And I don't discriminate, niggas.
Yeah, what you like is what you like.
And at the end of the day, like I said, I appreciate.
I do when it comes to me. Listen, leave me alone.
Listen, I appreciate the love, but it's like I lose motivation at this point. Like, what am I doing this for? At that point, I'm like, yo. At that point, I'm like, yo. I'm like, do I get fall? Fucking gay energy. I'll be real.
Yo,
I'll be honest with you.
I'll walk around next week, catch up all face.
Right? Yo.
Just to get deported.
What's the Bernie Mac clip? Were you just smacking niggas at the train station? Yo. Like, yo.
Nah, correction, though. I did say that because Shorty needed to be humble.
You talking about the bad bitch?
So that's where that came from. I said, it's only room for one bad bitch, and it's me.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's a crazy pause.
Hey, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
Say that shit to the camera.
There's only room for one bad bitch, and it's me.
One, not the two.
Why are you? You condoning it?
Big one, not little one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that's wild. Yo, that's. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to think that way, too.
I ain't gonna lie. That might be the second wildest thing. You know, it's my boy shit. I ain't going to say who it is, but you know what I'm about to say. When my boy was like, man, he said it right in front of me. He was like, bitch, you don't even look good enough to have my kids. Yo, that right there, I think is the wildest thing you can say to a woman.
What?
My boy, we was in the car, we out somewhere, and he like, yeah, I don't think you look good enough to have my kids.
You was third wheeling?
Huh?
You was third wheeling?
Yeah, we was on our way to a party. All right, talking shit. Here you go.
You started with me.
Here you go. I was third wheel. No, I like you never third wheel.
Yeah, I did it for.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was third wheeling for a while.
So. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, this right. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I was definitely feeling some type of way about it, but I couldn't be mad at them.
Niggas. Like you, I feel some type of way.
Yeah, I couldn't be mad at them niggas. And I didn't. What the fuck? I decided to tag along.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. You third wheeled, then you had you something. You know, that was one of the funniest videos. Niggas, that was weird too. Cousin said it's the videos where you was in the club, girl.
We're
like, yeah,
we gonna get it.
We're
gonna,
yeah, we're gonna get it all day. That was weird. That I'm like, why are you sending me my cousin? Like, yo. What is up with you?
Ain't going to toilet this.
Yeah.
We got some. Make the pie.
We got some diddlers. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Well, where y'all want to go to now?
Whatever, bro. Come on.
Jar. Yeah, bro.
You got
going.
The cameras on? You start digging this shit?
Start digging.
Bro, y'all gotta stop, bro. Oh, man. Shit, talk about us.
Yo, y'all remember, yo, you know what I was thinking about? Yo, y'all remember, right? Shout out to Cab, yo. You remember the milkman?
Mm-hmm.
The white kid?
Yeah.
Yo, y'all remember when he was in Philly and they stole the van and brought it back?
Yo.
Yeah,
that's one of the craziest stories.
Niggas stole the van. Kevin said, yo, he called me. He said, yo, you ain't gonna believe this shit. I said, what happened? He said, yo, they stole the van. I said, they stole the van. He said, Neff, they stole the van. I was like, damn, that's crazy. I said, yo, you gonna go get you? He was like, nah, I got the van back. I said, man, I said, was it messed up? He said, nah, they brought it back and just parked it down the street. I said, yo, the van rolled so bad, they returned that shit.
Yo, I remember we used to be driving, yo, it felt like we was just floating. The tires didn't even feel like it was on the ground. Like deadheads. Yo, we was in there doing, oh my God.
Yo, you could push your feet through the floor like, all right, paddle, baby.
Where, like, the Flintstones. Oh, like, yo, that shit was...
Charlie K, yo, the milk van crawling the falls. That's
Wow.
That sounded crazy. Wow. But nah, shout out to Kev, man. The fucking van, yo.
Wow.
I was thinking about that. I was watching something and somebody's car got stolen. I was like, yo, I remember. I was high. I was smoking. I was like, yo, it's crazy. They stole Kev's van, brought it back. Crazy, like, can you imagine, like, he's riding
he driving
like,
somebody's shit.
They're like, yo, we got to take bro's car back.
They just like, you know what's crazy is, you know, my car got stolen. Niggas did an orgy in my shit.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
We had sex in your car again.
Yo, they stole bro's Saturn and fucked it.
And fucked it. It did, went on a joyride. I was like, grandma was like, well, do you want it? Fuck no. Like, see, I'm never getting that car again. She like, well, we can clean that thing, grandma. That shit is total, in my opinion. I don't want that car no more. That motherfucker got nut stains everywhere. Oh, man, I don't want that shit no more. Bro, I got bad luck with mechanic shops. That, and then, you know, I had the truck. Somebody is drunk driving, is drawing a Nissan Altima, smack my shit. I'm like, all right, bro. I had a bad luck with mechanic shop.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I wonder why I didn't drive my shit.
I mean, nigga, I hit a deer in your shit. You remember?
Yo, second week of getting my car, man.
I was.
No, let's talk about him. Let's talk about him, bro.
I almost swerved.
Ain't no almost, nigga. He did.
No, I'm talking about when I was driving the Jag. I ain't gonna talk about that, though.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Remember, I had to take the car. I never forget this. I was riding with E. And I'm like, you know, E got better at driving. Like, he used to be like, oh, my God. He used to hold your knees when you, oh, please let us make it long. But, yo, so I got him up in the morning. You know, when this nigga's sleeping, he's just. So I had to drop the Honda off, and we took your car. So I turned it off to get fixed. He was like, yo, I was like, cuz, you want to ride back? You want me to ride? He like, I got it, cuz. I'll drive back. Bro, he turned this. Yo, he did a turn. A side street. He turned it at 40 miles per hour. A hard left. Yo, the shit was like this. He just kept driving. Looked like that. I'm like, yeah, nigga. Yeah, you're drawing. Like,
remember when I did Don Toretto?
Oh, my God. Cuz Taj. Only, yo. Shout out our cousin Taj. So we went, this was a crazy day because it was just all over the place. We come back. We picked Taj up. It's when he was the only one that had his license. He had The 98.
Yep.
So the train, you know, on when you come in the back way where Sopranos is, what's that? Wheat? No, that's not Wheat.
Nah, that's right before Landis Avenue.
Right before Landis Avenue. So we
in between Landis and Park.
Yeah, yeah. Where the electric building. Yeah. So we coming up. So the lights on the train thing start flickering. So we see, like, and we're like, all right, E's not slowing down.
We can make it.
So Todd's like, yo, cuz, you know, you see the train, right, cuz? So I'm sitting there, back, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm sitting there sweating. I'm like, oh, God, he's not, but E like, oh, nah, I'm running that. So we like, huh? So he like, man, I ain't waiting for that train. Train probably long as hell. Yo, he steps on the gas. I think he's doing like 45, 50 on the 25. And, you know, I lied to you not. We see the train, the arms coming down. That bitch, you know, the 98 foot was only this high off the ground. He hit the train tracks. We in the air, come down. It's skidding everything. Todd looked at me and said, I ain't never driving with E again. Straight up. I ain't never driving with E again. Bro, the train was beeping. That's the first time I heard the train, like, really air torn. Like, you know, it do the when it's coming through. That motherfucker, I said, oh, bro, like, cuz.
Cuz said he did a Toretto.
He did a Toretto. when he went through the train, you know, when him and Paul was driving, like, yo, he a wild dude, man. So I said, he a wild dude.
You can do anything when you got family.
You heard him? You can do anything when he got family.
we got to get my car. He hits a deer.
Yeah.
He didn't even tell me. I came outside, I looked at my car. I walked outside.
I looked at
the car, looked at the door. like looked at the house door, looked at the car again, looked at the house door.
I was scared to tell you because I would feel a little buzz. So I'm like, damn. Mind you, I'm driving this nigga shit. I was drinking. And on top of that, I smacked a deer. This nigga gonna kill me. I ain't saying shit. I straight out told mom to tell Jay you driving the shit. She was like, why? I said, I hit a deer. Oh, this nigga wanna fight. I ain't trying to fight this big ass nigga. So this nigga.
I walked in here, bro. Mom was like, I gotta tell you something. I said, not tell me something, what's going on? I'm thinking something bad happened. Something bad did happen. But she like, your brother had your car. I'm like, I know he had my car. She said, he hit a deer. I said, oh, so that's the where the debt my shit came from.
Yeah, nigga door made that shit sound crazy. He used to open the door.
Do it. I walk outside in the parking lot, you open it, go, ring
it? Crazy.
At least went to Walter and bought me a used panel.
Yeah, like, paid for it. That deer hit it, he kept walking. That shit. At least died. Like, you about to get me killed because I hate you. And you still up and running. Fucked me up.
Ain't nothing worth yelling. 2 months had to get my car, right?
This one was more than 2 months.
It was a little bit longer. I bought my Jag. So, mind you, me and him will alternate driving to work. 1 week I'll drive, 1 week he'll drive.
Yeah.
And see, this week you drive. So, normally, I'm coming out the house when he's pulling up. But I had to take a shit, whatever. So I opened the door. I said, yo, he just come in. I'm taking a shit, whatever. So I heard a door open, heard a couple footsteps, and I ain't hearing nothing after that. So I thought maybe he just sat in the living room.
Yeah.
But as I look at the bathroom door at the light, I could see footsteps at the door. So it was like he was sitting at the door for a minute. He ain't knocked yet. So I'm taking a shit. I'm like, yo, what?
I don't know how to tell this nigga.
I'm like, yo, like.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, yo, who that at the door? Cuz, like, you cuz. Like, what's good? He like, what's going on? He said, yo, I think I might have hit your car. I say, you think you might have hit my car? Is he thinking you hit my car? You didn't. So I'm like, oh my God. So I get up, I wipe my ass, I come out, he's sitting there on the couch just stressing. I'm like, I look at my car, I said, this nigga talking about, he might have hit my car. You just see a blue streak on the bumper.
How did you do? You backed into it?
No, he turned it. He didn't even have to turn in the driveway. He could have just waited in the road. No way he can't parallel park. He tried to parallel park. Next to my shit.
I was like, no.
I just looked at him. I said, yo, come to worry about it. You know what I mean?
I knew he was there. I was like,
the whole day, nigga. I was tight. I'm tight. He thought, because I told him, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. I let it go. It's a car. Yeah. It's our cousin. But I was mad. So, like, the whole day going on, he think it's over with. Like, he's like, all right, cousin, man, we good. Whole time looking at him, like, I'm like, eat this nigga chicken. Like, just because. Like, yeah. Hey, how you hit my car?
He wants me to piss E off. Eat that nigga. That nigga, bro. He closed that shit back. Who ain't
bro? You know how mom driveway was. Like, he didn't even have to pull in.
I didn't have to do none of that.
He just decided to pull in today. Like, why? Straight smacked the jaw.
In the Malibu, too, cuz.
It's crazy. He waited. I seen the footsteps at the bathroom door. I'm like, what is cuz doing? Cuz, like, you cuz.
Nah, at first I was like, man, can I rub this fucking out?
Nigga, what? When the house got a rag of water, put water on it, it's like, I think I can scrape this off.
Like, this shit ain't working. I said, fuck, man. I'm about to tell this nigga, man.
Oh, man. We're going to go off on the outro, man. We're going to end it with this topic, man. When you leveling up in life, man, can you bring people with you that, all right, maybe has not, you know, I won't say has not been in your life, but ain't support and push and help you?
Why would you do that?
I'm just saying, because I mean, even if they didn't super, I'm talking about not saying they hated on you, but if they supported you, like they showed a little bit of love, but they weren't really supportive and stuff like that.
Everybody can't go, man.
Everybody can't go?
Everybody can't go.
Why would I? You want with me shooting in the gym?
It's true.
Now, you can't help who you met later on, so you can't penalize the people you meet later on in life.
Yeah.
But the people that was there the whole time that chose not to, like I said, me personally, like, even like, all right, for example, like Nando, we do the same thing. I still share his. If George got a job that I'm not a part of, I still share George's work.
Yeah.
Like, why, like, what's destined for you is destined for you.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to gatekeep Rocket Watch or nothing like that. You're supposed to support each other. Supporting is free.
Yeah.
Like literally when somebody posts their business, their boutique, they whatever they're doing, merchandise, when they post it, it's literally free to click
share. It's free to, it's literally free.
Like I have three, say if I have 4,000 Facebook friends or 5,000, you have 5,000, he had 5,000. That's 15,000 people.
Yeah.
Mind you, we got a lot of mutual followers, but everybody, we don't have the same followers. Yeah. So it might be 10 people on your friends list that really might need that service right now or want to check this out. But that's 15,000 people amongst three individuals right here that's seeing what you're sharing.
That's facts. That's facts.
But like I said, I don't feel like that because a lot of times when they didn't support coming up, it was because they really didn't want to see you hit that level.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
But they didn't believe in you.
Yeah. Well, that's a forewarning to all y'all that ain't believing this. That's why I wanted to go on that topic.
But kids, people who have special needs and less fortunate, some people that come out in bad situations, I always show love to
them. Yeah, nah, for real. Yeah. But I'm just going to say this, and this is for people that I once was cool with, I'm tight with, don't come when the going get good, all right? Because when it wasn't, and we building this, and we're trying to get this to a higher level and push this, our brand, everything with this, like I said, don't come when it start getting good. Word up. Go ahead and show it, bro. Feel me? Go ahead and show the shirts came in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, listen. Website gonna be out soon. The shop's gonna be out soon.
I got the duck lip.
don't he look like Kevin Gates?
All right, yeah, we're ending this on that.
Nah, he look Asian, yo. He look like
he eat mad wonton soup. Well, yeah, yeah. No, he was a General Tso's Chicken King.
I like the cat.
That was a dung looking ass nigga. All
right, well, we're gonna go off on that, man. But listen. Everybody, peace will be out soon. Show love, show support, man, and catch y'all next time.